Okay, we are picking up with the Gemara on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. We are at the very top of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says now, our learning is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Shulamis Bas Yaakov, the Neshama Sharav and Aliyah. The Mishnah is going to be continuing in the discussion of what is in the Geder of a Yad, what is a partial declaration, which would be Tofes and count as a full Neder. So says the Gemara now, Mishnah, Kinidre Rishoyim. If one says, I'm making a Neder like those who are Rishoyim, wicked people, Neder, then it's going to be an effective Neder. So it's important to note over here that it doesn't mean literally people who are Rasha, but it means people who are careless, people who are not concerned with the fact that they're making a Darim, and they're very freely and very quickly will be quick to make a neder. So this is going to be something which we're going to see on Amud Beis. It's very frowned upon to make such a neder, and therefore the person is describing himself as a Rasha in this context, that he might even be a tzaddik in other circumstances, but with regards to nedarim, this person is a Rasha because he's not careful with his words. And therefore, it is going to be a neder which is going to be a valid neder, because that's how they make nedarim. They make it very quickly, and therefore this is going to be something which would affect a neder. So binazir, even now the Mishnah is listing examples. With the case of nazirus, meaning the Gemara explains, in a case a person says, like the Nadarma Vishayim, that if there was a nazir who was walking by in front of him, that would give the indication that would be a yad, that he meant that he was going to become a nazir as well. Uve korban, or if there was, seeming like we have before, that we say, kenidra Vishayim, that if there was a animal in front of him, then he would also be chayev to bring that as a korban. Uveshvua, and also with regards to a shvua, so the chor based on how we're going to explain it on the Gemara, this refers to a case where that a person has a piece of food in front of him, and that statement is telling us that he has a shvua to not eat it, and therefore it would be a yad to not eat that piece of food. Kinidra, a piece of bread, whatever it might be. Kinidra ksharim, however, if he says it like the nadarim of a person who's kasher, a person who's a good person, lo amar klum, then his statement doesn't mean anything. Even if he says that hare alai or hareini, from and there was a nezer in front of him, there was food in front of him, there was going to be no such neder. Why? The Ron explains, because people who are ksharim don't make a neder, and therefore it is meaningless, and it's not a statement which is a lashon of a neder, because they don't make such statements. Lo amar klum, kinidvo sam, however, if you say it like they're nedava, then it's going to be effective. Then it's going to work. The difference between a neder and a nedava is that a neder, the person practically is taking upon himself to bring a korban, let's say. He makes a neder, he's going to bring a korban, then it's on him. So if it gets lost or stolen or something like that, then it's on him, and he can be over bal yachel and bal ta'acher, and things like that would all remain on him. However, if he makes it on a nedava, so then it's only on the animal. It's less likely that something is going to go wrong, because if the animal gets lost or stolen, that's not his responsibility. He does not need to replace it, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. The Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean? But something else could happen to it, so we're going to get to that question. Meaning that if he accidentally uses it, if he's accidentally meila, so we're going to see that there's an etza to get out of that problem, and that would be something which, therefore, even virtuous people who are tzaddikim who are generally very careful with what they say. With regards to nedava here, this would be something which would be permissible and something that is recommended for them, and therefore that would be okay. So that's going to be okay. We're going to see this discussed a little bit more in the Gemara. So then it's a nazir. But nazir, if he said that in regards to nazir or a korban, both those examples is going to be considered something which is okay. And therefore, it's going to be something which people who are kshirim would do as well. The question that some of the Ran asks and others is that we learned on Daf Ches that it's permissible to lezar zinashay, the person to make a shvua. So l'chora, so why is that different than over here that we're saying Sherem don't do that? So the Ron explains that we saw that since a person is already going to be chal in the mitzvah, so then the Zerzei Nafshe is going to be kicking him. The Rash who quotes the Ramban that we saw before on yesterday's daf was that there really is there's no legal significance whatsoever. So then we don't assume that makes a lot of sense why by Ksherim on daf Chesam and Beis we saw that to do it by mitzvahs is good, as opposed to over here is very different. It's not going to be considered a positive thing. The Ran also has a kasha, though, with regards to neder. I understand in Dava there's a difference, but with regards to nazirus, how exactly is there going to be any difference? Right, all nazirus are going to be similar. So how do we have nidrek with regards to nedava of a person who's making nazirus? What exactly is that going to mean? The Ran therefore says, l'chora, there is actually a nafkamina between a neder and a dava with regards to Not just, we said, whose responsibility carries on, but also the way a person is doing it. Apparently, the Ran understands that an endava is more of a neder, which is showing a person wants to be doing it. And therefore, it's regarded in a better light, it's considered more favorable, and therefore, it's going to be, that's something which is good, and not, you didn't do it begrudgingly, you didn't do it negatively, as opposed to an neder, which is something which is key, like you had to do it. And that's why, with regards to Nazirus, again, because there is no difference between a Nazir who's Derech Nadava or Derech Naziris is going, or Derech Neder is not going to be any halachic difference. They're both going to be chayiv in all the halachas of a Nazir. So if he's careful, he's careful. If he's not, he's not. It doesn't matter, the Ran points out. So therefore he says that, and how you did it is going to make all the difference in the world. That's the lashon of the Ran. Just to quote him inside, he says, Harei zu lefishim, it's nadav nidr yoser ratzui. That it's more ratzay to do it in such a lashon. It's more. It was shown that that's how you wanted to do it, and you were more l'shem shemayim. And that's why there's a way the kasher, even with regards to nazirus, which doesn't have halachic differences, that's going to be different. Okay. So now the Gemara asks, "Dumi alcha kamar?" But wait a second. We said kenidre reshaim. Maybe it meant kenidre reshaim lo nedarna. Like the nedarim and the reshaim, I am not making a neder. Why are we assuming that you definitely are making a neder? So says the Gemara. Now Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says beomer kenidre reshaim. The Mishnah is talking about a case where he says like the nedarim of reshaim, and then he adds hareini alai vehemenu is upon me or from it. Vehemenu is from it. Those hareini benezirus, or if he adds, I'm going to have a nezirus. I like korban. Or he says, he adds in, or regarding a korban, haymenu b'shvuah, or if he adds in from it, all of these examples are something which is going to be clearly indicating that he's making a neder, not avoiding a neder. So he's avoiding the question on the Mishnah by saying that he had a hemshech. So the Gemara asks, hareini b'nezirus, in the statement where you say, I am, and he's made nezirus, dilma hareini b'tainis kamar, maybe he's going to be saying that hareini, not the maybe not necessarily he's going to be a Nazir if there's a Nazir walking in front of him. Again, because we just said Hareini Alai Ve'emeno, that adding that is not necessarily Kenidre Reshaim Hareini Alai. So that's not going to necessarily indicate that you are going to be, even if a Nazir is passing in front of you, maybe it says that you're going to be taking a Tainus. This implies also can be a Lashon that you're implying that you're going to be fasting. Tosus wonders why that is. Where's Nidre Reshaim with regards to fasting? So Tosus says, we see that the person who's Shari B'Tainus, Lashon of the Gemara, is that the Shari B'Tainus and Tainus, we say, he's like considered a Choyte. He's considered a chayta, but yet the Gemara says Tosfos asks though, but the Gemara calls him kadosh because at the end of the day he's trying to destroy his yitzhar. Right? He's supposed to enjoy the world and not ruin your physical state. But if he's doing it to avoid the physical pleasure of the world, then he's called a kadosh. So Tosfos maybe he's on the mandav there. This is only a chayta. Okay, Rashi has a whole interesting idea about being chayta and a kadosh. And he says, I think he quotes this by the idea that it's you're doing something now that might not be the best positive thing for you to be doing, but it's overall to help your avodas Hashem. Very interesting. Whether that concept exists or not is a very interesting question. And Nefesh HaChaim always quotes. Okay, anyway, that's, the Gemara suggests that maybe we're talking about person is accepting upon himself a tainus and not that on a zero. So Shmuel will answer that. Amar Shmuel, k'shayam nazir oiver lefanev. We're talking about a case where a Nazir was passing in front of the person who made the neder while he made the declaration, and therefore it was clear that he was referring to Nazir. So we discussed whether that would be the case. So then it would be, if he's in front of him, then clearly he was indicating that there was Nazir and not. If there was no Nazir in front of him, Shmuel is saying, oh, granted, you're right. If you just say Hareini, maybe it's in Hareini that you're going to be a Tainus and not necessarily a Nazir. However, if you say Hareini, and there was a Hareini Kenidra Rishayim, and there was a Nazir in front of you, then Shmuel would talk about that case. That's when the Mishnah is talking about, then you're going to be chayav in Nizirus. So the Ran asks Akasha that, what do you mean? I could say much better than the Mishnah then. If a person just says Hareini when there's a Nazir walking by, we're going to see the Mishnah is in a Darim, that already is going to create a Chalos Nizirus. So why do I have to come on to Hareini Kenidre Rishayim? So the Ran points out, no, that Kenidre Rishayim is really, you're right, that it's not ruining it. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That's not ruining your statement by saying Kenidre Rishayim. That's going to be valid. However, if you say Hareini, and then you say Kenidre Ksherim, so then the Mishnah is telling you that that, in fact, ruins your statement, and you would not become a Nazir. That's the whole purpose of the Mishnah, according to the Ran, based on what we're, the revised answer of what we're saying with Das Shmuel right now. So now the Gemara had a question on the first part of Shmuel. Now the Gemara questions now the last part of Shmuel. The Rishonim point out that the middle part of Shmuel they actually didn't have a problem with, but the last part of Shmuel, now they have a question. Haymenu bishvua. If a person says from it, so you meant that you're making a shvua, and you're not allowed to eat the item. So the Gemara says, Why is it Harani B'Shvuah just says you're making a Shvuah, I'm making a swear that on regards to the piece of food in front of me. Maybe I'm swearing, says the Gemara, maybe I'm making a declaration and swearing that I'm going to eat the piece of food in front of me. So since it's unclear, so then maybe that gets into the Shaila of Yadayim Shena Mechichos, and therefore it shouldn't be a Neder, which Shmuel Lashitasa, right, holds that that's going to be problematic. So, right, that's even strengthening the question on Shmuel, because he holds that Yadayim Shena Mechichos are not going to be valid. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava de Amar Haymeno Shalo Ochal. We're dealing with a case, Rava says, where the person who made the Shvuah is explicitly saying that he's not going to eat it, and therefore it was in front of him, and he was not going to eat it. So Gemara says, Hachemai Lemimra. So what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? That Pashut is going to be an effective Shvuah. So the Gemara says, because the following, Mao de same, I would have thought maybe, Ha Lo Mapik Shvuah Mipume. He didn't make the Shvuah from his mouth, meaning literally he didn't say, I swear that I'm not going to eat it, but he said, like the Nedarim of Rishayim, and therefore the Dharma of the Rishayim maybe can affect Naziris, but maybe it cannot affect the Shvuah. Kamash Malan Adain, that this is going to teach us that the argument is invalid, and like the Dharma of Rishayim would qualify as a Yad for a Shvuah as well, and therefore it's going to be effective, and it's not going to be considered something which is Eina Mechichos. It's going to be a Yad which is valid, and therefore is Chal. Says the next part of the Mishnah, Kenidre Kisherim Lo Amar Klum, Kenivosam, then it would be a valid Neder. That it would be a valid Neder. So says the Gemara now, Man Tana Deshanele Ben Neder Nadava. Which Tana makes a chilik between Darim and Nadavos? We don't seem to see that. Lema Lora Mer and Rabbi Yudah. We have another Braisa with two Tanaim, and none of them say that there's any difference. What is the Machlokas Tanaim over here? The Pasuk says, Tova Shelo Sidor, which is the Pasuk, and Koheles, Tova Shelo Sidor, Mishatidor, Velo Seshalim. That is better that you not make a neder, then you should make a neder and not pay. So this clearly is talking about really three categories of people. People who's not making a neder at all, person who is making a neder and keeping it, person who's making a neder and not keeping it. So obviously the person making a neder and not keeping it is the worst. The person who is making a neder and keeping it, that's a shaila. The person not making the neder at all is also going to be a shaila. So says, it's machlokas tanaim, how to understand it. Because the pasuk before also says, Eisa shetidor ishalim, is that which you say, that which you do, which that which you commit to, and you should make a neder, you should keep. So Gemara says, what's the best? So now there's machlokas tanaim about that. Tov mizeh mizeh she'eino neder kolika, that the best one, the best of the three, is a person who does not make a neder whatsoever, because that it's better not to get into any of the shailas, and therefore not making a neder at all is the best situation. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that is the opinion of Shitas Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tov mizeh mizeh no de mashalam. No, the best of the three is a person who makes a neder and keeps his neder, that is the best one. And so we have machlokas over here, is it better to make a neder or not better to make a neder? So now the Gemara is suggesting that l'chora, none of these Tanaim make a chilek between Nadarim and Nadavos. They have a machlokas with regards to Neder. Is it better to make a Neder or not better to make a Neder and keep the Neder? So which one is better? So Rameir says not better to make any Neder whatsoever. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's better to make a Neder and keep it. But they're not talking about Nadava. They don't make a chilek between Neder and Nadava. So the Gemara says that really we could actually follow both. We're going to flow this just out. Afilu Tamil Rav Meir. We can say that this Mishnah is in fact the Shita of Rav Meir. Turning on to the next level now. Kika Amar Rabbi Meir. When does Rabbi Meir say that it's best not to make neder at all? Bin neder, bin nedava lo ka'amar. That's only with regards to neder. And really Rav Meir will hold that with regards to nedava, it's going to be something which is not as bad. Rav Meir would hold that would be something which is in fact a good idea to make a nedava. As we pointed out, the nedavas are less likely to make a mistake with it, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. The Gemara says, "V'haktani kinidvosam nader benazir v'korban." But the Mishnah says that if you're doing like kinidvosam, like the nedavas of the ksherim, then it's going to be affected by a neder in regards to a nazir and regards to a korban. This implies that it's going to be regards to even nedarim. The Mishnah cannot be understood according to the Rameir, because the Mishnah Lechor is also a stira, because on the one hand it says there's a difference between Nidre Rishayim and Nidvei, but it says once you do like Nidava, then it creates a neder. So then if it's creating a neder is something which is not recommended. So what's going on over here? So the Gemara says, Tane Nadav bin Nazir v'Korban. Rather, the Mishnah should teach you he has affected a Nidava in regards to a Nazir or in regards to a Korban, but you're right, it doesn't actually affect Nidarim. So the Gemara says, now, Maishna noder delo. So what exactly, why would Rav Meir, if we're saying that this is really, in fact, what the Shita of Rav Meir is, what's the difference between a neder and a dava? What's the point? Dilma asi bala deta kala. This is what we said, we're going to discuss it, that maybe someone's going to accidentally lose it or something like that and not fulfill bringing the korban. Nedava nami lo, but the nedava also, dilma asi bala deta kala. A person could do me ilam. If you accidentally use it in a way that's an usur, right? You're not allowed to have any benefit from it. It's hekdesh, and you accidentally use it. Also, you can come to make a mistake with it. So the Gemara's answer is that really, we're talking about an adava in a specific type of example. Ki Hillel HaZaken. Hillel HaZaken used to be very careful. The son of Hillel HaZaken was a Rambam, the base of Megdash. Amru al Hillel HaZaken, Shalom mal adam balosa kayamav, that he never had an issue of Me'ila all the days of his life. With regards to a korban that he would bring, he would never violate Me'ila, which Me'ila is when you're not allowed to use it for your personal benefit. Once you make an animal hektish, there's an Isra deraisa to use it for your personal benefit. Even so, Bishogig is problematic. Because what would he do? He would not be makdish it. He wouldn't consecrate it until he came. It literally doesn't mean lazara, because it's actually usher to bring chulin lazara, the Ran points out. It means that right outside the lazara, he would not be makdish until he got right outside the lazara. The second before he got outside the lazara, then he would be makdish of it. Makdish of a samech leva shochta, then he would consecrate it. He would do the smicha. Smicha is that you have to put your hands and lean on the animal, and then right away, he would shecht it. So therefore, there was very little amount of time where anything could go wrong. So therefore, Hillel avoided the whole issue of Me'ila, and he did it b'derech nidava. So therefore, since he did it b'derech nidava, he would not have an issue. And therefore, that would be something which he would avoid the issues of Me'ila. And this would be something which is considered a recommended way to do it. So then when the Mishnah teaches it, like the Nadavas of the Ksherim, it means this type of Korban, that you're doing it in this manner, that you're not going to be making it right now a Korban. It refers to a case where someone was right outside the Azara, and then he's saying, Kenidre Ksherim, then it would make the animal, in fact, it would then make the animal a Korban. So that's the Shita of the Ran, that only if you're outside the Bais HaMikdash in this exact circumstance would that create this din. However, other Rishonim, Tosas and the Rambam, they seem to disagree. They hold that the Mishnah implies that Kenidre Ksherim is always effective. So therefore explain that the form of Nadavar that you've done is considered Kasher. And therefore, when you use the Lashon of Kenidre Ksherim, it means that you're doing it in a way which is effective. It doesn't literally need to be an example where the animal is right outside the Bais HaMikdash. It could be where your animal's in front of your house. But you're saying Kenidre Ksherim in a way that they would do it in a good way, and therefore it's going to be tofes, it's going to be valid, it's going to be a valid korban. That's what we're saying right now. So the Gemara points out, Hanicha nedava to korbanos. I understand that by nedava, by korbanos. However, nedava and naziris, Marek Lamein was pointed out with regards to naziris, how do they make naziris when there's a concern that they might violate the naziris? There's no difference. Once you make a nedava and naziris, and neder and naziris, you're going to, as we pointed out, the same halachas. So why is that going to be anything with regards to ksherim? So the Gemara points out, they must hold kishimon atzadik. There is a way of a neder of naziris, which is going to be virtuous and righteous, like the case that happened with Shimon HaTzadik. Tisane, as we're going to see in a Braisa, the Braisa says, Amar Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik said, Shimon HaTzadik was the last of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. He was the Kohen Gadol. He was at the beginning of the second Bais HaMikdash. And we see in Pirkei Avos, right, that we quote his Maimar in Pirkei Avos. We know where his kever is. A lot of people in Yerushalayim go to his kever very often. It's in Yerushalayim. So that's the whole neighborhood. It's actually controversial or whatever. Okay, but that's the Shimon HaTzadik area. So his kever is there. So the Gemara says, I never ate from an asham of a nazir who became tame. A nazir became tame, right? He touched a dead person, or he went into a beis hakvaros. So then he has to bring a korban tuma. So he has to bring korban ola and korban chatas and an asham also. So and also you lose out, right? If he did it for 3 months and he already did 2 months and 20 days, doesn't matter. So he loses out everything. He has to do a new 3 months. So the ola is going to be, obviously, nobody eats it, but the chatas and the asham are korbanos, which are eaten by the kehanim. So Shimon HaTzadik, he didn't eat any of these korbanos, so we're going to see why he specifically mentioned asham. We'll get to that in the end, but that's something which he avoided. So the Gemara says, Ela echad. There was only one time where I did eat an asham of a person who became tamei. Pam achas ba'adam echad nazir min adorim. There was a person who was tamei, and he came from the south. He thought he was a really good-looking guy. And his hair was so beautiful. They were in curls. They were very long. I said to him, "Bni, you have like the nicest hair I've ever seen. Why are you? Why are you becoming a nazir? You're going to shave it off right at the end of the series. You have to shave off your hair. Why are you doing that?" Amar Lee said, "Roe Aisi La'aba Be'iri. I was a shepherd in my father's town. Alachti L'melos Mayim in a Mayan. One time, I went to go fill water from the spring." And vinistalti bevua shili, and I saw my reflection in the water. He didn't have mirrors back then, like we have nowadays, all over the place. So he didn't even know what he looked like. So he saw how beautiful his hair was, and he said, "Wow!" The Yetzer Hara came to me and said, "Vikesh Saturnim and Olam," he sought to remove me from the world by giving me to the Rad points out to do averas with how beautiful I am. I could go, you know, kilo be with any person I want because I'm so beautiful. Amarti Lo, I said to my Yetzer Hara, "Russia, you Russia, lama atam is goy b'olam shenashelcha. What are you connected to a world that's not yours? B'mishu asli liyoz rima v'taylea. With my body is destined to become worms, maggots. Havoida by lashon of shvua now. She'algalcha l'shamayim, that I'm going to shave you for shamayim, meaning that he was agreeing to become a nazir. And his beautiful hair, he wanted to remove it l'shem shamayim and do a mitzvah with it, so it should not be something which is negative. Miad amadati unekashti val roshay. So Shimon HaTzadik saw this person, he raised. I got up and I kissed him on his head. Amarti Lo, I said to him, "Bini kambaycha yirbu noizer nazirus b'Yisrael. May there be more tzaddikim who have nazirus like you in Israel." Alacha kasevaymer, by you it says, "Aish kiyafle lindor neder nazir la'azir l'Hashem." A person who's going to be l'shem shemayim l'Hashem. That's l'shem shemayim. You are l'shem shemayim. You're considered a kaddish. You're somebody who is worthy of nazirus. So the person who became tamei in that state when it was really an oynas, and then but he decided to be nazirus because of that point. Then I am going to assume he's very sincere. He's not going to come to violate his neder, and that's going to be considered with something which is a commendable, nice act. So the Gemara asks, "Maskif lar of money?" Or money asks, "Maishna ashem nazir tamei de lo achal? Why did he not eat the ashem nazir?" Is because it came on the fact that he didn't have era, because the nazir is not allowed to become tamei. Didn't eat the asham. He brings the asham. Kol asham asnun lechol dal chayt aser. But if it's all about what you actively did, be mazer, or you did something wrong, so then you did something wrong by every asham. We have six ashamos: asham meilos, you did something wrong; asham nazir; asham mitzora, you became a mitzora, you bring an asham at the end; asham tole, where you did a safek avera; asham shivcha charufi, you have relations with a shivcha charufi. You're not allowed to have. These are all things that are avera. So why specifically do you not eat this? So says the Gemara, Amar Le Rabbi Yoina. I knew time, and this is the reason Shimon HaTzadik didn't eat specifically an Asham of a Nazir, because Kshen Toe Nozrin. People, when they're in a state of remorse, they're in a state of quickly, they're doing some moments of regret, then they say, "Okay, I'm going to become like a Nazir." That's not a good idea. Kshen Mitamin, Rabbi Nalei Minaziris, because they don't have sincerity to the point they really wanted to do it. So if they became Tameh, let's say they did it for two, they had agreed to do it for 2 months. So they agreed to do it for 2 months and they got Tameh after 5 weeks. So they're so upset. "Oh, I got to do this again. I got 2 months." They don't really want to do their Naziris now. And therefore what? Mishartamen, they regret their Neder. Obviously it doesn't mean literally that they're bringing Chul Azar, because only if they actually found a Pesach and then decided to uproot their entire Nazirus and then decided to bring their Korbanos, would it be Chul Azar? But since Be'etzem they regret it, it's like a shmek. It doesn't, it's like a, it's a bad, it's ki'ilu that they are bringing Chul Azar, and therefore I don't want to eat such a thing. So the Gemara says, "Ihachi afilu Nazir Tar Nami." So even a case of a Nazir who is Tar, Shimon HaTzadik should not be eating there, since they're insincere and they don't really want to be doing it. So then they also, you should not be eating their korban hashem either. So the Gemara says, "Nazir tar lo." The offering of a nazir is tar, is not considered unworthy. Why? Damud de aminashi, because he assessed himself before making the neder. Diachlinder, because that's the amount of time he's able to do, and he actually fulfilled it. So only when you got tame by accident, then now you have to do it longer, and therefore you don't really want to be doing it. Your unsincere action of keeping the second round of nazirus is when Shimon HaTzadik would not want to eat from it. And therefore, that is something which is going to be a concern for him, and that's why he would not do it. As opposed to, so then why is it different by this tzaddik? Because this tzaddik was so sincere about getting rid of his hair that he knew that even if he became tamei, it was worth it, and therefore he'd keep the second nazirus, and that's why Shimon HaTzadik would eat such a person's second round of ashamos, because he knew that this person was sincere. So the Gemara therefore says that was something which is going to be something which should be that was only that point was avoided. Okay, the Rashba Sakasha, but at the end of the day, there's also a Korban Chatas. Why would Shimon HaTzadik single out the Korban of the Asham? So he says that really Shimon HaTzadik applied only to the Nazir became Tameh, and specifically the Asham, because he wanted to show that was something which was specific to an Asham Nazirus, because a Chatas, a lot of people bring a Korban Chatas. He wanted to show that he Dafka wasn't eating the Asham, to show that there was an issue with the Nazir becomes Tameh, and that's an issue that he was dealing with. Now, V'ibay Seymar, we give another answer. Now, the Gemara says, Afilu turning on to Daf Yud. Now, Afilu Tamer Rabbi Yehuda. You could say that our Mishnah even is the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. So now we're answering that the Mishnah could line up with Rabbi Yehuda. And the Mishnah seemed to say that Nedavos are going to be good, Nedarim are not. So Rabbi Yehuda seemed to say that both are good as long as you keep them. So I'll answer, Kiyama Rabbi Yehuda. When did Rabbi Yehuda say that a Neder is okay? It is B'Nedava. Only when you Lashon of Nedava. B'Neder Lomar. But he never says it really with the exact lashon of neder. That's what he meant. Keeping a nedava is good. The Gemara says, "Haktani tov mizeh umizeh." The Rabbi Yehuda says that better than this one is that one is no der mekayim. Someone makes a neder and fulfills it. Clearly, it considers even nedarim to be a positive thing. Tane no dev umekayim. It meant no dev nedava and fulfills it. The Gemara asks now, "Maishna neder delo." Similar to what we had before, a neder. Why is a neder not good? Dilma asili dekala, because we're afraid a person who makes a neder on certain an animal things like that, like you'll come to do meila with you'll do kaveras. Nedava nami dilma asili dekala, but a nedava also maybe you'll accidentally do meila on the animal. So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Yehuda l'taim, Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso de amar adam mevi kisad l'azara." You bring the lamb to the courtyard while it's still not considered hektesh, exactly as the practice of Hillel HaZaken, and therefore you would avoid the concern of being moa with it. The Gemara asks, Tenach Nedava de Karbanos. I understand by Nedava of a Karbanos, Nedava Nediras Maik Lamim. But what are we going to say about Nedara Naziras? What are we going to say? Rabbi Yehuda Taime, Tisan Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chasidim Arishunim is Avin Lavi Korban Chatas. The people who were such tzaddikim, they didn't do any averas. Even b'shogeg l'fishin Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitala kalyan, Hashem loved them so much that even to do a korban b'shogeg, even to an aver b'shogeg, he didn't bring to them because they were such tzaddikim. Mayus, and what would they do? Omdim nisnavdin nizirus l'malkum. They would rise up and make a nedava of nizirus in order kedushis chayv korban chatas l'malkum. Said that once in their life they could bring a korban chatas, and that's considered something which is recommendable for those type of people. The nedava of nizirus is going to be considered a kosher and good act. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Rabbi Shimon Oimer in tomorrow's daf.